WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Bad weather in Central Texas means almost 2,000 youth soccer players and their families are in Aggieland this weekend.
Recent flooding in the San Marcos and Wimberley areas forced the South Texas Youth Soccer Association to postpone their 52-team state finals tournament. College Station tourism manager J.D. Wood says STISA has a good relationship with the city, so they reached out for help.
The kind of the thought process was if the weather's fine, which is actually how it has been, they'd be able to use Veterans Park, and we have our facility is large enough to take care of the event for them. Or with the partnerships from the College Station ISD, Rec Sports, we have 8 combined synthetic fields in the community. So you have the 2 at Veterans Park, 1 at each high school, as well as the 4 on campus. So that would be 8 fields, which give them basically, no matter what the weather is, they were going to be able to host their event this weekend and complete their season, so everybody would be happy.
Wood also thanked the CVB for arranging hotels and the Brazos Valley Soccer Association for organizing volunteers to help with the tournament. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The cities of Bryan and College Station can do more with the money collected from visitors staying in local hotels. State Representative John Rainey says that was among the local bills passed in the final days of the legislative session.
Both cities wanted to use hot funds for expansion and construction of new athletic facilities in the communities, and that was prohibited by the current law. So we were able to pass a law that would allow that. Matter of fact, my friend Drew Darby from out of San Angelo says, well, why don't we do that for everybody? It looks like it's a good deal. And it may be, but that's just another way to divide money, and if you don't have the kind of money that we have, we're fortunate to have here, then it might not be such a good idea.
The Bryan City Council is scheduled to hear a staff presentation on the local administration of collecting and spending hotel occupancy tax money during a workshop next Tuesday. By the end of the year, the U.S. House could be considering legislation to end a ban on exporting American crude oil. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he and Joe Barton of Ennis are pushing an initiative that is considered a political hot potato.
This ban was put in place in the mid-70s during the middle of the Arab oil embargo. And essentially what it is, it's a sanction, an internal sanction that keeps us from selling our oil on the world market. At the same time, the president is trying to lift the sanctions for Iran. Well, that makes no sense.
Flores says lifting the ban would result in overseas refineries reducing what they charge for their finished products, which in turn would lower domestic fuel prices. 3 months after being released from prison to probation for possessing child pornography, a College Station man is back in jail. According to the arrest report, 61-year-old James Daves Peterson took his probation officer and College Station police to a storage unit. Officers seized 172 pages with 471 photos of children ranging in age from infants to 12 years old. Last year, Peterson entered a plea agreement to possessing child porn, where he served 5 months in prison before he was released in February to serve 10 years probation and register as a sex offender. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Welcome to the season that dreams are made of. The stars have aligned for a positively enchanting new Opus season. The main stage lineup features Beauty and the Beast, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, Million Dollar Quartet, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Disney in Concert, magical music from the movies, and an opening night concert starring Voice Play, sponsored by Allstate. Season and single tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Sunshine and warm right through the weekend as high pressure remains in place across the region. All that sun today leading to a high right around 90. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will fall back to 70. Sunshine again tomorrow. We're very warm. Highs will be 90 to 95 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night clear to partly cloudy with a low around 70. On Sunday, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. High temperatures on Sunday are going to be around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit as A&M gears up to head to Fort Worth for a road game in the Super Regionals. It may not be much of a road game. because people in TCU tweeted things and Aggies got on before they did. We'll share some ticket information and an interesting story there. Major League Baseball, the first night of the NBA playoffs, and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here at about 6:50.
What the heck could be more fun than dressing up like a giant traffic cone and playing in the traffic?
Oh, I can't think of much of anything.
Drivers in Newquay, England, shocked at a bunch of guys wearing orange and white costumes and stopping cars at random, then walking away. Most people were kind of annoyed at their antics, but some people did find it funny. As one said, to be fair, they were hilarious and quite polite to me when I tried to drive off, said one man. The town council has been trying to get rid of this wild reputation by passing laws and cracking down on the party-type people who live there. The town still has a party feel, and we welcome stag and hen groups. Hen groups? You have a hen party.
Yeah, a hen party. That,
okay. Because they are part of the economy, but not the antisocial behavior that comes along with it, says the people. Newquay, England. Never heard of it. Sounds like have a lot of fun there. Maybe not. Then there's also the story of the police in Canada, up in Quebec, responding to the call about a neighbor making excessive noise at the house. They found Yvette Fachon, fined her $120 for violating the city's noise law, which does forbid shouting, swearing, and behaving in a way to annoy your neighbors or passersby. The reason she was so angry, the reason she was cursing at the top of her lungs. Oh, did I mention she's 91?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Problem was she couldn't close the footrest on her reclining chair. Yeah!
I've been that mad.
Yeah, got a 91-year-old who's stuck in her chair in the reclined position trying to get up.
You know, she was yelling.
No.
Help!
Info.
I can't get down.
Yeah. You didn't say Mation.
No, I didn't.
All right, you can say Mation now. Okay?
Mation.
I ain't starting it over.
Okay.
Just saying.
Help, I've reclined and I can't get out.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's banging on the armrest trying to get up. Dog can't help her. Stuck right there.
And yelling, get off my lawn.
Yeah.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. This is the 15th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in food, fun, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at Dr. Michael Reese, DDS, Arbor Oaks at Crestview, Genesis OBGYN, and Brazos Valley Floor and Design. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
Caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's is a difficult and challenging experience, and it's one you don't have to face on your own. Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center is the only freestanding Alzheimer's community in the Brazos Valley. We have licensed nurses on site 24 hours a day. At Hudson Creek, we support independence, provide a sense of belonging, and create meaningful moments for our residents. Hudson Creek is on Coppercrest Drive in Bryan. Call 774-0700 to schedule a tour, or visit jeaseniorliving.com. License number 102654.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. What if it were the 156th day of the year?
What if?
That'd mean there'd be 209 of them left, and it would be today. It's Friday, June the 5th. It's World Environment Day.
Oh, good.
Yeah. National Donut Day.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, there you are. Apple II Computer Day. I don't know why it's Apple
I think that
II.
Was probably the most successful one.
Yeah,
initially.
Holly Wright.
National Gingerbread Day.
That's good stuff.
It is. And National Moonshine Day.
Oh, that's also good
now
stuff.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, donuts, gingerbread, and moonshine all
yeah,
in one.
Sir, now to party.
Yeah, let's do birthdays.
Absolutely. Amanda Crew from Silicon Valley. That's the HBO show's 29. Chuck Colston is 43. Marky Mark Wahlberg, 44.
Oh, yeah.
Brian McKnight is 46. Ron Livingston is 48 years
Office
old.
Office Space.
Absolutely. Jeff Garland is
funny
53.
Guy. If you ever watched Curb Your Enthusiasm,
yep.
He's the manager there.
Yeah. He because Larry David only likes to shoot about every other year.
Yeah.
He's got several other jobs.
Yeah, the Goldbergs. Too. He's on the Goldbergs yep. right now. And it was executive producer of Curb Your Enthusiasm, so he's probably doing okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Kenny G is 59. The G stands for Gorlick, by the way.
Good.
Susie Orman is 64.
Financial dudette.
Yeah. Dudette. Mm-hmm. Freddie Stone from Sly and the Family is 68. And Bill Moyer, 81 years old.
Wow. Is that right? You know Bill Hayes from Days of Our Lives is 90 today.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. And you didn't have Peanut Willis of 311, who's 41.
Oh, Peanut.
No, I had that one.
Yeah. I know Peanut. Okay. Not personally.
I got you. Saturday is Drive-In Movie Day. It's the anniversary of the world's first, as they called it then, automobile movie theater. The deal is back then, is in 1933. They really couldn't find good movies, and so they had Wives Beware. I have no idea what that is. Probably not an internet movie database, I'm just saying. obviously, far more important. Tomorrow is the 6th of June, 6-6. That's the 71st anniversary of D-Day, happened in 1944. It's also the Belmont Stakes, that Triple Crown thingy may happen. The Doodah Parade will happen tomorrow in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Yeah, it's the FIFA Women's World Cup. They probably wish they weren't doing that right now.
The USA's playing.
Yeah, but FIFA's in the news for all the wrong reasons.
No, most certainly.
It's National Yo-Yo Day also. So
speaking of FIFA.
Kind of stuff. That's it. All right, and so for birthdays.
Uncle Cracker is 44. He was Kid Rock's DJ, and he's had a couple hits on his own. Max Casella is 48 from The Sopranos, and he was Vinny on Doogie Howser.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Giamatti, who I really like a lot.
Well, he's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
His dad was the commissioner of baseball. Prior to that, he was the president of Yale.
Huh. And he said, Giamatti's dad was?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I knew he was the commissioner.
So he said, we had some pretty interesting dinner guests. I can just imagine.
I really liked Giamatti in Sideways, though.
He's done
a great movie.
Well, he's just done a lot of really good things. He was John Adams, was he not? Did he not play John Adams in, I think, in a PBS special?
Right? Yes, I believe you're correct.
He's quite accomplished. Yeah. Anyway.
Cam Neely, he's 48. Cam Neely is 50. He was a NHL player, and he's in the Dumb and Dumber movies.
Yeah.
Jason Isaacs is 52. That's Malfoy's dad in the Harry Potter movies.
Ah.
One of the greatest guitarists alive. I've seen him live, and it's awesome. Steve Vai, 55 years old. Colin Quinn, former SNL dude, 56. Jimmy Jam, one of the greatest producers, at least in my generation, 56. This one's made me stop. Bjorn Borg.
Oh, my.
He's one shy of 60.
Really? Yeah, but you got to remember, he was 18 and 19 years old when he was winning those.
Yeah, I know, but still, he's one shy of 60.
I got you.
Sandra Bernhardt is 60. Harvey Fierstein is 63. And Robert Englund, Freddy Krueger, is 68 years old.
Mr. Llama has a birthday tomorrow. Dolly.
The Dolly.
The Dolly. Yeah, that's it. And let's see. Okay, so far Sunday, it's National Chocolate Ice Cream
Day?
Yeah. Again, day? It's also Daniel Boone Day in Kentucky. And it's VCR Day. We'll have to dig that one out, see how that works.
I know we're a little late, but I have a couple tapes that I'd stored in the garage when I was moving stuff from my dad.
Yeah.
My daughter goes, what's this?
Yeah, really. What's that brick? Yeah. Okay, now see.
And then ask why I didn't put it on DVD.
Yeah. See? Yeah. It's a long story. Here's this. Okay. It's National Chocolate Ice Cream Day on Sunday. And it's the beginning of National Body Piercing Week. Now, see? I mean, really? All right. You got birthday.
Indeed, we do. Iggy Azalea.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. Iggy. I've tried to mix the names. 25 years old. Anna Kournikova, retired tennis star, is 34. Bill Harder is 37 from SNL and
Hater.
Did I say Harder? I'm sorry. Uh-huh. And he was General Custer in Night at the Museum.
Oh.
Allen Iverson, 40 years old.
Practice, man.
Are you talking about practice?
Yeah.
Bear Grylls, 41 years old. Carl Urban is 43. He plays Dr. McCoy in the new Star Trek franchise. Mick Foley, former WWE guy and best-selling author, 50 years old. Prince is 57. Liam Neeson, 63, and hates guns. Jenny Jones is 69. And Sir Tom Jones, 75.
All right. You got the Prince? Prince?
Yes, I said Prince.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And Michael Cera.
Yeah.
He's 27.
Golly.
And he probably still looks like 15.
Yeah.
Arrested Development and little else.
Juno.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Come on. That was a good
movie. And Ken Osmond. Ken Osmond. That was Eddie Haskell on Leave It to Beaver.
Wow.
72. 72. Yes, you do feel old.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
Saying no to bad ideas, Lindsay, some of which you support and, you know, are not good for the country, is not a bad thing. Holding people like you and fellow Republicans accountable when you say that you're going to repeal and replace Obamacare, and then you have all the symbolic votes, but you don't use your constitutional power of the purse, does not make me a bad person. You made the promise, you said you'd get it done, and you didn't get it done. Similarly, people in Congress kept saying that we're not going to fund Obama's executive amnesty, we're going to end it. And then you passed a Cromnibus bill, and then you were going to get blamed supposedly for a government shutdown, and your party caved. Republicans cave.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, wouldn't you like to update your windows and still have reason to celebrate afterwards? Well, with Blinds.com, you will. Go to Blinds.com/easy, and when you spend $299 or more on window treatments this month, you'll get a $100 dinner and two movie tickets. That's right, from Blinds.com. With Blinds.com, their window treatments are easy and more affordable than in stores. Now you get dinner and a movie when you spend $299 or more. Go to Blinds.com/easy for details. One order per household, and you'll see easy in a whole new light with Blinds.com.
And now another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A man told his wife he only wanted a nice card this Father's Day, so she went to Golfsmith and got the new tailor-made AeroBurner iron set and a free $100 gift card. He was overwhelmed by the thoughtfulness of the card and couldn't really blame her for keeping the irons for herself. Hurry into Golfsmith from now until June 28th and get a free gift card of up to $100 when you purchase a new tailor-made AeroBurner club. Golfsmith, anything for golf.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Fiat Chrysler's admitting that it missed legal deadlines to notify customers in 5 safety recalls, a pattern that could bring a fine from safety regulators. The company says it's taking steps to improve recall completion and notification rates and shouldn't be subjected to a July 2nd public hearing on its safety performance. Regulators say a 37-year-old man in Bulgaria was the mastermind behind the bizarre bogus takeover offer for Avon Products, succeeding in sending the beauty product company shares soaring, but netting himself just $5,000. The SEC alleges that the man used an internet provider in London and a notary in California to help perpetrate his scheme. Now you can use Google to see underwater. Just in time for World Oceans Day on Monday, Google has added 40 underwater locations to Street View. Virtual divers can check out a humpback whale swimming near the Cook Islands, a shipwreck in Aruba, and reefs all around the world. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open this morning. That's your Money Now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000 square foot building for less than $35,000. Or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Are you tired of fighting with that old sewing machine? It won't sew what you want it to and it just won't stitch at all? Then it's time to trade in or trade up. Hi, this is Mark at Sovac City. Now through June 15th, Bernina is offering huge trade-in incentives and 60-month no-interest financing on select Bernina machines. So now's the time for you to trade in that old sewing machine and start sewing on a fantastic Swiss-designed Bernina sewing machine and get back to the joy of sewing again. Hurry, sale ends June 15th. Sovac City on Highway 6 between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Come on down and see us.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps.
I don't have a nice day anymore. I don't bother much with that. Of course, everybody still wants me to have one.
Have a nice day! Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe I don't feel like having a nice day. Maybe, just maybe, I've had 116 nice days in a row. And I'm ready, by God, for a crappy day.
So let's say, for instance, maybe that did happen. Maybe you did have a bad day. Well, you want to get rid of it? If you're having a bad day, it doesn't have to stay that way. You can turn things around in less than 10 minutes, according to a company called Fast Company. Here are the four tips to change your stars, at least for the day. Move to another location. Just get away from the problems. Go outside, get some fresh air. And if you're in a tall building, climb a few flights of stairs. Exercise is relaxing anyway, and you'll feel better once you get some endorphins going. Two, give yourself a treat. Something you like, chocolate, whatever it is. The more you focus on the good stuff, the more you're going to shut the other stuff out. Number three, do a good deed. If you do something nice for someone and you really mean it, it's basically impossible to keep from feeling bad afterwards. And finally, write it down. For some reason, writing about things that are bothering you can help you just let go of them. So,
have a nice day.
And that's my commentary brought to you by the gang at Gun Corps on Texas Avenue in College Station in the same shopping center as Planet Fitness, just across from the Kettle. Go in and see their large supply of weaponry, ammunition, tactical gear, automatic knives, which if you haven't seen one, they pop out of the end. They're really, really cool. And Benchmade is the best going. They've got them. They also have the largest supply of suppressors in the Brazos Valley. And to see more of their inventory, you can go online at gun-corps, that's C-O-R-P-S, gun-corps.com. And don't forget, Father's Day is right around the corner. You can go get a gift certificate there, too. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Let's have a look at the weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Just going to continue doing what we do all the way through Wednesday, it looks like. Maybe a slight chance of showers in the forecast on Wednesday, but that's a good ways out for right now. Look for a high temperature each day right around 90. Low temperature each night, cooling down to around 70, and the winds will be fairly calm. And that's all the stuff that we've got going on right now. The winds are calm, 87% relative humidity. We've got fair skies, and it's 71 degrees out there.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
The hottest makes and models, the lowest used car prices. This combination can only mean one thing. It's Atkinson Toyota's huge repo show sale. This weekend, the inventory at Atkinson Toyota is packed with our best trade-ins, auction purchases, lease terminations, and of course, repos. Over 160 vehicles to choose from. Pay just $27 down. Payments are clearly posted on every windshield and start at just $89 a month.
Stock number 1512988. 2009 Chevy Malibu. Selling price $53.88. 72 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Plus, bring your trade, no matter what it is, and get top dollar for it.
Repo Joe here. There's a reason why the Repo Joe sale is one of the country's biggest used car events. The bargains are incredible. You don't want to miss it.
Put just $27 down with payments from $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryant and Madisonville.
Subject to prior sale.
The parents of many teenage kids today do so much for their kids can't do anything for themselves. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Parents of teenagers today are different in many ways than the parents of teenagers in previous generations.
We are seeing more and more parents who are running flat out trying to provide everything they can for their teens, from lessons to summer camps to electronic gadgets. And yet, in spite of all this nurturance, they find that their teens are still just remarkably helpless and dependent, even in the face of simple, everyday tasks.
Joseph Allen, co-author of the book Escaping the Endless Adolescence.
We see even, you know, highly educated late adolescents who wouldn't know how to begin to make a doctor's appointment for themselves, get a car repaired, and believe it or not, we've even seen kids who complain that their parents won't change a light bulb for them and they don't know how to do it.
Well-meaning parents are the cause of the problem. They provide just about everything for their teens.
And their teenagers don't so much need things provided for them. What they really need are challenges, things they can sink their teeth into, things that will make them stretch and grow. You know, let them do hard things for themselves and feel proud and independent.
Joseph has some advice for the parents of today's teens.
Anytime you're about to do anything at all for your teen, an alarm bell should go off. And you should stop and ask yourself, is this something I can teach them to do or let them learn to do or do for themselves? And it could be anything from pumping gas to buying groceries, to filling out online applications, you know, to changing light bulbs. We really cheat our teens if we do this stuff for them because we make them feel dependent on us, and then they also come to expect it and think that's how it should be.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32, 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp was among those at the University of Texas to watch Governor Abbott sign a package of higher education bills. The governor launched his $4 billion university research initiative.
Some of it will be going directly to the researchers as they bring their great minds and great ideas.
$3 billion will go towards facilities and another billion on top talent. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says Texas A&M and the university system did very well in the just completed Texas legislative session. One example is the system's Texas Transportation Institute is getting $5 million to service debt on a $65 million program called the Center for Infrastructure Renewal.
I think what it's going to do is give them the ability to do some more research on materials that are used in highways. That's my understanding. They think they can save a lot of money on materials and maybe recycling asphalt, which I know they're already doing to some degree, but maybe there's some other way that they can do that and come out well. Hopefully for not only materials that last longer, but maybe be safer too.
Bills were also passed allowing the flagship campus to issue more than $210 million in tuition revenue bonds for new buildings. Rainey was also pleased with reducing the business franchise tax.
We are going to have, I think, a 25% reduction in the franchise tax. I think that's important. I would like to see the franchise tax leave, but we got to find some other way of finding that money, same money.
Also passing was a budget rider requiring state revenue going to Blinn College be spent based on student contact hours taken in Bryan and Brenham. And later this year, two Brazos County residents will be named to Blinn's Board of Trustees. The next time you're on Highway 6 or another major highway, it's possible TxDOT is tracking your movements by picking up your cell phone with Bluetooth readers.
The purpose? To count cars on the highway and determine travel times. But TxDOT critic Terry Hall says it's data mining, and just like the NSA, Americans don't like being spied on by the government.
To do this involuntarily, covertly, without the consent of the individual, it's dangerous.
TxDOT's Veronica Byer says there's no way what is called the anonymous wireless address matching system can be traced to your phone, and they don't know where you came from or where you're going, just how long it took you to get from one point to another. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
After disaster hits, there come stories of communities coming together and neighbors lending a hand. When flooding in the San Marcos area postponed a youth soccer tournament, College Station became that neighbor.
The South Texas Youth Soccer Association was hosting their state finals tournament when heavy rains forced them to call it quits after only a few games.
It was definitely unfortunate because they'd been working through working all season, all the players and teams to get to that point.
J.D. Wood, College Station's tourism manager, says when Stisa reached out for help, they didn't hesitate. Good weather made Veterans Park the first site choice, and had bad weather rolled through, CSISD and Texas A&M Rec Sports volunteered their turf fields.
I would tell you very conservatively, you're looking at 1,800 visitors to College Station Saturday and Sunday, coming in town, staying in our hotels, coming to our restaurants, just enjoying the, you know, Aggie way of life and seeing what everything that College Station has to offer, and really seeing that it's the diamond in the rough that we tell everybody about.
Wood says the entire community came together to make the tournament possible. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the second time in 3 years, a College Station man is arrested for possessing hundreds of pictures of child pornography. 61-year-old James Daves Peterson was released in February after serving 5 months in prison and released on 10 years probation following an arrest in 2013. According to the arrest report, after failing a lie detector test, Peterson met his probation officer and College Station police Wednesday afternoon at a storage unit. That's where authorities found 172 pages containing 471 photos of children ranging in age from infants to 12 years old. Peterson was arrested on 10 new possession counts and is jailed in lieu of bonds totaling $100,000. There are devoted followers to many programs on our Bryan Broadcasting family of stations. One of those celebrates a milestone this weekend.
Ronnie Orsica, who began Check Polka Time in March 1998, is hosting his 900th show.
I wasn't counting or anything like that, but it's been a rather interesting hobby, needless to say.
His love for Czech polkas and waltzes go back to his youth.
Growing up in this community there, we'd go to the little local dance hall, like the SBGST Hall when we had it in Bryan. We would go, parents would bring us, you know, and they'd take all of those kids. We'd get placed underneath the tables, make little tents out of it. We could hear the music, and just with our Czech heritage and background, it's just I just devoted interest in the music.
While his audience is getting older, Ronnie says younger musicians are carrying on their parents' legacies.
One of the local bands it's out of Ennis, Texas, but a couple of those kids are going to A&M. They are part of a band that is playing Czech music as far as polkas and waltzes. Their dads were part of a band.
Czech Polka Time can be heard Saturday mornings at 10:05 and Sunday afternoons at 4:05 on 1510 AM. And online at KAGC1510.com and with the Radio Aggieland app.
This is Ronnie Horchisa saying have a great day today. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thanks for listening. Spotty Boham.
Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And to clarify, you can listen to KAGC 1510 on their website at RadioAggieland.com and with the TuneIn app. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott-Pampel with Marriott Homes, and we'd like to thank you, the Brazos Valley, for voting us best home builder for the past 12 years. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Here we go.
Considerable sunshine today. It's going to be rather warm as we head into Friday. We're forecasting temperatures later today to get up close to 90. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will fall back to 70. A sunny, warm weekend in store for the region as high pressure remains parked over the area. Highs tomorrow, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 70. Mixture of clouds and sunshine Sunday, with high temperatures getting up close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, our team gets squeezed down to themselves, and they focus on each other.
That's Coach talking about how good the Aggies have been as they hit the road, but it won't be much of a road game, as it is A, just up in Fort Worth for TCU would be. The Aggies bought up a lot of the tickets. Somebody made a mistake, and we'll share all that with you here in just a little bit, as well as the NBA Finals and more in sports in 10.
10 and 10.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, boy, Hillary yesterday was in Houston. Cankle Babe.
And I missed it?
Yep, Cankle Babe was there.
Dadgummit.
Came out swinging, full throttle attack on Republicans and voting rights. She called for changes to election laws to make it easier to vote.
It's already pretty easy, you know?
Every time someone suggests that, I have one idea. And okay. my idea is 24 hours, 7 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Yeah?
That's it.
No, you can't do that. That's insensitive.
It's insensitive to the poll workers. It's hard enough to get volunteers for that.
You need to get free Uber so that you can go there. Probably need to have a little snack for them while they're there.
Why on earth can't we do it? And I know this sounds very, very simplistic, and I'm probably big, dumb, whatever. Why can't we just do it like we do the lottery? You go to a convenience store, you get your ballot, ping, 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 give it to the guy, they put it in the machine, you're done.
Because you're going to get Twinkie crumbs on it, that's why.
Doesn't that seem like a legitimate fix? They're open 24 hours a day. There's one on every corner. And if they're trustworthy enough to give away kajillions of dollars with the Texas lottery, they're bonded, etc., then why the hell can't they do the election?
Well, then they need to have scratch-off ballots.
That's fine.
Ooh, I like that.
That's fine. I don't care how they do it.
I get another one. I accidentally voted for two people.
Yeah. You have the picture of the candidate right there, and you scratch off whatever that is. Yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah.
You did it for Obama. It says you lose.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem is you are projecting people into your lifestyle when you do that. Okay. You have to understand there's a lot of U.S. America that's not like it is here. And so for that, you have to be able to allow those people that ability. That's why it won't work for 24 hours, just 24 hours. And that's why it won't work going to the convenience store, because of the variedness that is U.S. America.
Well, I don't care about U.S. America. I'm just talking about Texas.
Oh, okay. All right.
To heck with them.
Well, I mean,
We're us.
During her speech at Texas Southern, she called for every U.S. American citizen to be automatically registered to vote when they turn 18 unless they actively choose to opt out. And she backed a new standard of at least 20 days of early in-person voting in every state, including weekend and evening voting.
And how much would that cost?
Yeah.
That's not for her to worry about.
Yeah. She just needs to get, you know, get that one election done, and then she can take care of us for the next 8 years. She said, quote, that's right. We should be clearing the way for more people to vote, not putting up every roadblock anyone can imagine. Today, Republicans are systematically and deliberately trying to stop millions of American citizens from voting. What part of democracy are they afraid of? Now, you know what? If she'll answer five questions for everyone that she asks in a speech, I'll be happy. Anyway, we know.
Well, she doesn't take questions, though.
No, well, that's what part of the problem, too. Anyway.
Her speech would act as her interview.
You
that
know,
was actually a quote from her staff.
It said what? Say again?
Her speech would act as the interview.
Uh-huh. Yeah, probably not. So here's the deal, though, that they can't be happy about. And, I mean, it was kind of mentioned when it happened, but we'll be reminded, is that the judge in the email deal said that we need to release emails every 30 days.
Okay.
Well, see, that means that story can't go away because there'll always be a new chapter. And then that gets ramped up. And it's not like she can put this thing to bed in June and not have to worry about it again. If they're going to be releasing emails every 30 days, there's going to be nuggets in there that she'll have to be questioned on, whether she answers it or not, on the campaign trail, so that will stay in the public's awareness. Now, what I'm wondering is, I don't know who this judge is who ruled that. Did one of the Clintons do him bad maybe like 10 years ago, and this is a get back? You know what I'm saying? Because he could have said it all comes out at one big data dump. Instead, we're going to do it incrementally. Every 30 days, you're going to get reminded just exactly what she was doing. So we'll see. Republicans and businesses hoping for wider use of fracking for oil drilling got some fresh ammunition yesterday when the Environmental Protection Agency issued a new report saying that it found some instances of drinking water contamination caused by fracking, but overall, it found no, quote, widespread systemic impacts on drinking water supplies. There, Denton, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
I mean, if the EPA will admit that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what leg the fracking anti-fracking people have left to stand on.
My thought is that they did everything they could to find
something. I bet they did.
Yep.
And they couldn't.
Congressman Rob Bishop, a GOP congressman from Utah, chair of the House Natural Resources Committee, said after 5 years of study, the EPA learned exactly what the states, industry, and even more of the more competent bureaucrats in the Obama administration have known for some time. Hydraulic fracturing is not a threat to drinking water. The report is damaging for the administration and contradicts a predominant claim the White House has used to justify their federal fracking rule.
When done properly, the business end of the hydraulic fracturing is nowhere near the water table.
Yeah. No, and it's
typically failed casings.
Well, and again, why in the world would the oil industry want to do that? The energy industry want to do that? They don't want to. They really don't. That's why they take the steps that they do. And finally, let's see how this works out for you. Missouri Democrat Governor Jay Nixon has vetoed a bill that would have made his state, Missouri, a right-to-work state. Okay, once again, let's see how that works out for you. Now, the Missouri House passed the bill 92-66, and the Senate passed it 21-13, meaning an override would require 17 more House votes and two more in the Senate. But they may, in fact, bring that up and try to run that through again.
It would be to their benefit.
Well,
economic opinion.
Listen to South Carolina.
Yeah, that's not what the governor says, though. The governor says puts a squeeze on the middle class. It puts a squeeze on the payroll. Guess what? If the companies don't come there in the first place, guess how much you get?
Aha.
Nada. So if you want to be a union state, fine. I believe the right to work seems to work pretty well in Texas. Just saying. 648.
Cashin Dental is about more than just healthy teeth. It's about you. Dr. Cashin and our friendly team help you and your entire family achieve optimal oral health. Cashin Dental is equipped with the latest tools to protect and maintain smiles of all ages. We offer same-day crowns with the Cerex system, Zoom same-day teeth whitening, Invisalign clear braces, and in-office dental implants. At Cashin Dental, we don't just fix smiles, we create them as distinctive as you are. Visit CashinDental.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Shade trees have tough times getting through our hot and dry summer weather in Texas. By the end of the summer, almost every tree shows scars, whether it's leaf drop, marginal scorch, or discoloration. Even our very best quality landscape trees have troubles. Forget all those less desirable species like willows, cottonwoods, silver maples, mimosas, sycamores, ashes, and Siberian elms. Their problems would fill pages and take hours. Let's look instead at our investment quality shade trees. We seldom dwell on their troubles, but they deserve at least passing attention. I'll be back with the tree trials of the summertime right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. We're talking about trees that are high-quality trees with troubles in the summer, and we'll start with bald cypress. These are quality landscape trees where they're adapted, but apparently we've tried them in places where they aren't suited. Look around your town. You may see bald cypresses in upland sites that have a lot of yellowing going on during the summer, and that could be either from drought or it could be iron deficiency, depending on where you are in the state of Texas. It also could be bagworms. It could be spider mites. They get them all. But most especially alkalinity. If you're in an alkaline soil area and you have yellowing bald cypress trees, I'm not sure there's going to be a solution on that one. Let's talk about oaks. Even these most majestic of all of our shade trees have their share of problems. Galls cause unusual warty, fuzzy, or woody growths on the twigs and leaves. Unfortunately, there's no chemical control, but luckily the galls do no significant damage. You may also be seeing leaves that look like waxed paper with all the color taken out of their leaf surfaces. Sawflies do that to shumard red oaks and bur oaks. Again, there's little you can do. Again, they're no big concern. Now, you may see shumard red oaks with one major and potentially fatal problem, and that is fairly common to new gardeners. They have very thin protective bark in their formative years, and if you have a new red oak, you really need to protect its trunk with paper tree wrap from the ground up to the lowest limbs for the first couple of years. The intense sunlight can scald the tissues, and that allows decay and borers to do further damage. Cedar elms, even cedar elms, will have some problems. We'll see mistletoe in them during the summer, and you can still trim that out, but you also may see a little bit of powdery mildew, and that's when the leaves take on kind of an odd yellowish color. Pecans, oh, lots of pecan aphids in Texas this time of year. If you want to spray up into the trees, that will get rid of them. Sometimes it's easier just to park the car somewhere else. If you have webworms, do prune those out. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. The Aggies are embarking on their sixth NCAA Super Regional as they head to Fort Worth to take on number four TCU and the Horned Frogs. Both teams had to fight it out through the losers bracket of their respective regionals to advance to this weekend's showdown. The Aggies have been pretty good on the road this year, and here's Coach Childress. He attributes that success to a tight-knit group.
You know, our team gets squeezed down to themselves, and they focus on each other, and they play awful loose. And, you know, the setting on the road hasn't affected them in the least in the places that we've been. It's just all been about them and the team and going and playing good baseball.
It might not be much of a road game for the Aggies, though, after a TCU booster tweeted out the online ticket pass code. Aggies waded into the website and scooped up a lot of the season ticket holders' pre-sale tickets. All the games were sold out yesterday by noon. The Maroon and White searching for their third Super Regional title, the other coming in 99 and 2011. First pitch Saturday is at 2, Sunday 1:15, and Monday's game is TBA. You can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. For the third night in a row, the Bombers generated momentum late to propel themselves to victory. After fading behind 6-1 early, the Bombers battled back in the sixth inning to tie the game up. Generals scored then again in the seventh to take a one-run lead, and the Bombers rallied back for a four-run bottom of the eighth to win the game 10-7. Bombers infielder Sebastian Zuada led the eighth inning with a rally and explained the at-bat.
I'd already faced the guy two innings before, and he was throwing a slider, and it's pretty good low slider, so I was looking for something up. His fastball wasn't working low in the zone, so anything up I was waiting to pull the trigger on, and he just gave me a pitch up and got after it.
The Bombers will wrap up this series homestand before heading out on the road for the first time this season. First pitch tonight, 7:05, with a pregame that starts at 6:45 with our very own Zach Taylor. You can catch that one on the Zone, too. In the NBA Championship Finals, Game 1.
All the Warriors have to do is get it across the timeline, and Game 1 goes to Golden State.
Golden State Warriors held Cleveland without a point until there was 8 seconds left in overtime, outscoring the Cavs 10-2 in the extra session to win the NBA Final opener, 108-100, despite 44 points from LeBron James. Steph Curry led the Warriors with 26, and the backcourt mate Klay Thompson added 21 for Golden State. Here's Curry's breakdown of the overtime period.
On offense, you're going to be able to spread everybody out. I was able to get to the free throw line a couple times, and then the ball started to move, and we've got some open shots. H3, the big rebound. I mean, a big three-pointer in the corner, open the game up, and they scored 2 points in that overtime, so that's huge.
Warriors will host Game 2 Sunday night. In Major League Baseball, Sin Shu Choo's single sent the Texas Rangers to a 2-1 win over the Chicago White Sox. Texas is in KC tonight. They'll start that one off at 7:05. Adam Jones had a solo dinger in the eighth and lifted the Baltimore Orioles to a 3-2 win over the Houston Astros. Jones has 5 hits in the last 2 games following an 0-for-12 slump. Stroh skip A.J. Hinch is still pleased, though, with his squad.
It's hard to be disappointed when you win 3 out of 4. It's hard to be disappointed when you have a winning homestand. These guys have been going at it and coming through in a lot of instances. Obviously, we want to be perfect or as close to perfect as we can, and so missed opportunities still hurt.
Houston heads to Canada. They'll take on the Toronto Blue Jays tonight. First pitch there at 6:05. In other Astros news, they've announced plans for a proposed renovation of center field at Minute Maid Park that would remove Towels Hill and shorten the distance in center field from 436 feet to 409. Towels Hill is named after the former longtime team executive Tal Smith. Removing it and bringing in the fence center field will allow the Astros to add 3 new bars, 4 food locations, and the first ever field seating area at Minute Maid Park. From ESPN.com, North Carolina's long-running academic fraud scandal now includes 5 NCAA charges, including a lack of institutional control and poor oversight of academic departments popular with athletes and counselors who advise them. The school released a 59-page notice of allegations to the NCAA, which uses the document to specify violations uncovered during the investigation. The charges were more broad-based than focused on individual sports, with the NCAA regarding academic irregularities in the formerly named African and Afro-American Studies Department as potential improper benefits by saying athletes received access to courses and other assistance generally not available to non-athletes. And finally, Saturday's women's final at the French Open will pit top seed Serena Williams against Lucy Safarova. Williams is 8-0 in her career against Safarova, and she aims for her 20th Grand Slam title. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryant, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For us, it's about your quality of life, your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life on your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, it's personal.
A better, faster experience is on the way. Suddenlink is transitioning to all digital TV for even better picture quality. Suddenlink